New Westminster's new mayor, Patrick Johnston, will helm a majority Community First New West Council after four of the NDP-affiliated party's six candidates earn spots on council. Johnston acknowledged the incredible team of candidates he worked with to secure his victory over the New West Progressives Ken Armstrong and independent Chuck Puchmeyer. "I am a little disappointed that not all of them are going to get over the top," Johnston told reporter Teresa McManus, as results showed incumbent Chinu Das losing her seat and newcomer Barakat Kabid failing to make a breakthrough, winding up 11th. Johnston will also have to work with two new opposition councillors, Paul Minhas and Daniel Fontaine of the New West Progressives, who made a breakthrough into the 5th and 6th spots on council. But Johnston said he's prepared to work with them. "I am not worried about that," he said. "I think everybody has the same goal in mind. I think everyone has the same goal, to serve the city." 9-12. All polls reporting Patrick Johnston as the mayor of New Westminster, with a decisive victory over the New West Progressives' Ken Armstrong, at 6,676 votes to 5,227 respectively. Independent Chuck Puchmeyer came in third place, at 3,912 votes. Community First New West also remains in majority control of the city council table, as newcomer Ruby Campbell is the top vote-getter in the council race, with 8,354 votes. She was followed by her CFNW teammates Jamie McAvoy, Tasha Henderson and Nadine Nakagawa. Their incumbent teammate, Chinu Das, lost her spot on council, coming in seventh spot. The final two spots at the council table have been claimed by the New West Progressives, as Paul Minhas came in fifth and Daniel Fontaine in sixth. The school board, too, remains dominated by Community First New West, as all six of the party's candidates claimed trustee spots. CFNW's incumbent, Maya Russell, was the top vote-getter of the night, gaining 8,785 votes. Her CFNW teammate, newcomer Mark Andres, took 8,720 votes, while Danielle Connolly, an incumbent with the New West Progressives, took the third most votes, at 8,703. CFNW candidates Dee Beattie, incumbent, and Cheryl Slewis, newcomer, also surpassed the 8,000-vote mark en route to securing their spots, while incumbent Gurveen Dhaliwal and newcomer Elliot Slynn rounded out the night in 6th and 7th, respectively. The New West Progressives' Kathleen Carlson, who had seesawed for the 7th spot with Slynn throughout the evening, landed in 8th spot, 338 votes out of reach of school board, while her NWP teammate, Teo Dobre, wound up 9th. 9:08 p.m. 22 of 23 polls reporting SO. How about that school board race? Community First's Elliot Slynn has pulled back into the 7th and final spot after his night-long battle with New West Progressives' Kathleen Carlson. They're now separated by 213 votes. Northwest Progressives' Danielle Connolly remains the night's vote leader, with 8,390 votes all in. 8:58 p.m. 20 of 23 polls reporting the New Westminster school board race is proving to be interesting, with the New West Progressives' incumbent Danielle Connolly establishing herself firmly on top of the leaderboard, at 7,639 votes, incidentally, the highest vote total so far tonight in any of the three races. Community First candidates currently hold five of the remaining spots. Maya Russell, Mark Andres, Dee Beattie, Cheryl Slewis and Gurveen Dhaliwal. The battle for that seventh and final spot on the board has seesawed between Kathleen Carlson of the New West Progressives and Elliot Slynn of Community First all night long. With three polls left to report, Carlson sits in that final potential trustee spot, but with a lead of just 73 votes over Slynn. 8:54 p.m. It's a mixed news kind of night for Community First New West. While dominant in the mayor's race, and leading the way on council with the first four spots, Ruby Campbell, Jamie McAvoy, Tasha Henderson and Nadine Nakagawa, it looks like they're poised to lose two seats on council. Incumbent Chinu Das appears to be on her way out, as the New West Progressives' Paul Minhas and Daniel Fontaine have moved into the fifth and sixth spots, respectively. Newcomer Barakat Kabid of Community First New West is sitting in 11th of 12 council spots, just ahead of independent Daniel Ampong. 8:53 p.m. 20 of 23 polls reporting Patrick Johnston as the mayor and Ruby Campbell as city council's top vote-getter. "We feel confident in making those predictions now even while awaiting the final three polls." 8:44 p.m. 18 of 23 polls reporting well. We promised we wouldn't call it before it's over, but Patrick Johnston looks all but certain to be the next mayor of New Westminster. That's a sort of not quite calling it, although some media outlets already have. 8:35 p.m. 16 of 23 polls reporting the New West Progressives' Danielle Connolly continues to lead the school board pack, with a dominant 6,497 votes, followed closely by Maya Russell of Community First New West. CFNW's Mark Andres, Dee Beatty, Cheryl Slewis and Gurveen Dhaliwal sit currently in the third to sixth spots. The battle for the seventh and final spot on the board is currently an interesting one, as Elliot Slynn of CFNW is now sitting in seventh, but with the Progressives' Kathleen Carlson not far behind. 8:33 p.m. This race is changing faster than we can type. Although, if we were betting sorts, we'd bet that Patrick Johnston is feeling fairly comfortable with his lead, holding strong 15 polls, out of 23, into the night. Newcomer Ruby Campbell continues to dominate the council race, sitting atop the standings with more than half the polls now in, while the two New West Progressives frontrunners, Paul Minhas and Daniel Fontaine, remain in council seat positions at 5th and 6th. Taking the other three spots, at the moment, are Jamie McAvoy, Tasha Henderson and Nadine Nakagawa. 8:28 p.m. with 12 of 23 polls reporting, it's Patrick Johnston opening up a comfortable lead, with 3,038 votes to Ken Armstrong's 2,502. Chuck Puchmeyer is in third, at 1,846. 8:25 p.m. Well, look at that, we can't type fast enough to keep up. 9 of 23 polls now reporting and there's a little movement on the council front, with newcomer Ruby Campbell vaulting to the top, followed by her teammates Jamie McAvoy and Nadine Nakagawa. CFNW's Tasha Henderson is in fifth. Interestingly, however, two New West Progressives candidates are in the top six spots right now. Paul Minhas in fourth and Daniel Fontaine in sixth. 8:23 p.m. Well, if the results hold as they are right this moment, Community First New West could be on its way to a crushing victory. Five of the top six council spots are currently held by CFNW candidates, with incumbents Jamie McAvoy and Nadine Nakagawa on top, followed by Ruby Campbell, Tasha Henderson and Chinu Das. The New West Progressives' Daniel Fontaine has come out swinging with a sixth-place spot. Remember, just two of 23 polls have reported back so far. 8:21 p.m. Patrick Johnston is in the lead, with just two polls reporting. He has 162 votes to Ken Armstrong's 134 and Chuck Puchmeyer's 89. Will it hold? 8 p.m. Well, that's it, New West. Let's hope more than 30% of us hit the ballot box today, because that's all she wrote. Soon we'll start to see who's leading the mayoral race. Ken Armstrong, Patrick Johnston or Chuck Puchmeyer. 7:49 p.m. Good evening, New West. Just 11 minutes till the polls close and we're getting ready to bring you the action live. If you're at City Hall, where live election results will start coming in sometime after 8 p.m., look for reporter Teresa McManus and photographer Jennifer Gauthier poised to spring into action. We'll be keeping this post alive all night with the latest, so stay tuned. 11:35 a.m. There's still time to vote before lunch. Anvil Center's downtown polling station has a steady, albeit not overwhelming, stream of traffic as of midday, and here's hoping plenty more voters turn out to the polls before they close at 8 p.m. tonight. If you're wondering where to vote, you can pick whichever of the city's polling stations is most convenient for you. Queen Elizabeth Elementary School, Gym, 921 Salter Street Connaught Heights Elementary School, Gym, 2201 London Street Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary School, Gym, 1714 8th Avenue Lord Kelvin Elementary School, Gym, 1010 Hamilton Street Street. Barnabas Anglican Church, Parish Hall, 1010 5th Avenue Century House, Douglas, Fur Rooms, 628th Street. Fraser River Middle School, Gym, 800 Queens Avenue Anvil Center, Main Floor, 777 Columbia Street Queens Avenue United Church, Gym, 529 Queens Avenue. Key Kite Elementary School, Gym, 85 Merivale Street Herbert Spencer Elementary School, Gym, 605 2nd Street Glenbrook Middle School, Gym, 701 Park Cress, FW. Howay Elementary School, Gym, 91 Courtney Cress, Squo. Weck Elementary School, Gym, 331 Richmond Street, Sapperton Pensioners Hall, Basement, 318 Keary Street, and, if you still haven't dropped off your mail-in ballot, you can do so by heading over to New Westminster City Hall. Use the doors on the north side, Queens Avenue. Election HQ folks will accept dropped-off ballots until the polls close at 8 p.m. Vote. 8:42 a.m. Good morning, New Westminster. It's election day. Coming to you live from the Records East End Bureau, aka my kitchen table, to check in and let you know about our coverage for tonight. You'll be able to follow along with the action right here starting around when polls close this evening, that's at 8 p.m. For those who didn't already know, reporter Teresa McManus and photographer Jennifer Gauthier will be out on the town catching the action at City Hall, where folks will turn out to watch live results starting after 8 p.m., and then they'll head out to the parties where candidates will be celebrating, or commiserating, as the case may be. I'll be keeping an eye on the action from the newsroom, where I'll oversee our Twitter feed and keep this post up to date with the latest results and commentary from the field, and, of course, getting our Sunday newsletter packed with the latest and greatest info from tonight's fun. A few reminders for those who haven't voted. Voting places around the city are now open, welcoming folks to cast their ballots for a new mayor, city councilors, and school trustees. Arriving at the SQO, Weck Elementary School poll about 1 minute after opening this morning, my husband and I took our places as voters number 2 and 3. Sadly, another enterprising soul beat me to the coveted number 1 position. Folks were already starting to trickle in a pretty steady stream as we left, so let's hope this means we can get voter turnout up today. If you haven't decided who you're voting for yet, then be sure to check out our roundup of candidates for mayor and council and candidates for school board. And, if you've got any other questions, be sure to consult our New West Local Voters Guide. Should anything of great import happen during the next several hours, I may check back in. But, for now, get out there and vote, and I'll see you later this evening. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliamcclellan.email, Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.